This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll make an appearance with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Waukesha County. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. In-person early voting starts in Wisconsin tomorrow.
We want people to vote in every single way that they can. We want every vote to count. We want get out there and vote. Vote by mail, vote absentee, vote early, vote on Election Day.
Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde wants incumbent Tammy Baldwin to disclose more about her partner's investments and business dealings.
They don't disclose those investments and how much they're profiting from it.
Maria Brisbane is one of the nation's top wealth advisors. Baldwin says Hovde should stay out of her personal life.
And I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
The two debated Friday night. The race is tight and the outcome could tip control of the entire U.S. Senate. The Green Bay Packers and the city of Green Bay can't agree on a new lease for Lambeau Field. The issue is who will pay for about $1.5 billion worth of repairs and renovations. The city wants the team to pay more, while the team wants the city and the stadium district to help. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling last week means the EPA can move forward with new federal carbon pollution standards for power plants. Ashley Radzinski is with the Great Lakes Business Network. She says severe climate events are bad for the U.S. economy.
So we need climate action now to ensure that our economy can be planned, can move forward in a way that's good for business, that's good for communities, that's good for our families.
Power companies had asked the High Court for a pause on work toward tougher standards. Jolly Good Soda is officially the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. The Cryer Foods Soft Drinks Made in Random Lake is the winner of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce's annual contest. Jolly Good's been around since 1966 and was rebooted in 2013 as a craft soda brand. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Southeast Wisconsin is awash in political visits. Vice President Harris is in Brookfield tonight. VP candidate Tim Walz hits Racine tomorrow. The other VP candidate was in Waukesha yesterday. J.D. Vance spoke at what was called a Catholics for Trump event.
But what I do believe is in the wisdom of the people of Wisconsin, and I don't think they're going to give Kamala Harris a promotion.
The visit tonight for Vice President Harris is in Brookfield, and she'll be joined by former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. The two will be taking part in a moderated discussion. Parking and riding at a couple of Milwaukee County lots comes to a close today. The state DOT is closing two Milwaukee area park and ride lots due to safety concerns stemming from homeless encampments. The Holt Avenue lot and the northbound College Avenue lot are getting shut down after several police calls and deteriorating conditions. The DOT does say over 80 people have been assisted with housing. There's no timeline for when those park and ride lots will reopen. Milwaukee Bucks head coach Doc Rivers thinks we'll see a large turnout among a certain population.
Black men will get out to vote in this election, and I do think they'll vote for Harris. I just do. I believe that. And people do feel disenfranchised, but that's just not now. That's through our lifetime.
Rivers, talking on WISN 12's Upfront program, says he's received death threats following his endorsement of Kamala Harris. The Bucks coach is the chair of a group called Athletes for Harris. The Red Cross is helping people impacted by a massive fire in Waukesha yesterday. Multiple units in an apartment complex near MacArthur Court and Kensington Drive were destroyed, with over 100 area firefighters helping in the response. Everyone was able to get out safely. One cat did perish. The cause is under investigation. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-22 win over the Houston Texans Sunday, thanks to a 45-yard field goal by their new kicker, 33-year-old Brandon McManus.
It's exciting. What a week. Great group of guys. I'm the oldest on the team by 2 years, so some of them are trying to call me uncle and dad already, but no, super excited to be here. Yeah, what a way to help this team win in my first game here at Lambeau Field.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's a vet. You can see it. The moment's not too big for him, and obviously that was a big-time kick.
Green Bay improves to 5-2. Next, they'll play the Jaguars in Jacksonville. College football, the Badgers able to strip-sack Wildcats quarterback Jake Lausch on the way to a 23-3 win at Northwestern. Luke Fickell on his team able to convert turnovers into points.
That's the key element to what we're starting to see from this group, is we're able to take advantage of some of these opportunities that are presented to us.
The Badgers host Penn State on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sure, Mel Gibson has his quirks and comes across as a bit crazy at times. Many people seem to have written him off, but not actor Andrew Garfield, who says everyone deserves a second chance. The Spider-Man actor told People magazine Gibson has done a lot of soul-searching and beautiful healing within himself. Many think the actor hurt his career in Hollywood since a DUI in 2006, during which he made anti-Semitic remarks. He directed Garfield in Hacksaw Ridge as recently as 2016, so it's not like he's completely unemployed. Speaking of Spider-Man, Tom Holland teased a script for Spider-Man 4 and says it's coming along nicely. He and girlfriend co-star Zendaya have both read early drafts and are very excited about the project, which is still a long way from being in theaters. So people will have to try even harder to remember Holland's Peter Parker after the previous film's ending. Inside joke. In This Makes a Ton of Sense news, Variety reports that Al Pacino says he took roles in movies that he didn't even understand because he was flat broke. Pacino says one minute he had $50 million and the next minute he had nothing, thanks to his accountant who stole from him and ended up spending 7.5 years in jail. Pacino went back to work, but not for the money he made when he was younger. This makes a lot of sense, as the actor did a lot of not-so-memorable films post-2010. His new memoir, Sonny Boy, is available for purchase this week. If you like musicals, you'll love this. Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson are set to play a couple who is part of a Neil Diamond tribute band. Variety reports Song Sung Blue is in the early stages of production. The cast also includes Fisher Stevens, Jim Belushi, and Michael Imperioli. The show is based on a real-life couple who are struggling musicians and formed said tribute band in 2008, calling it Lightning and Thunder. Who else thinks this sounds like an absolute blast? The Apprentice, starring Sebastian Stan, has caused some controversy and generated the ire of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Trump and his team tried to prevent the film from coming out altogether. Stan says that's hypocritical, as the candidate has been touting free speech. The Apprentice follows Trump in the early days of his business ventures. The film received good reviews and is currently in theaters. Remember when we used to order DVDs from Netflix through the mail, and there were times the company was struggling to survive? Those days are long gone. Netflix added 5 million users in the third quarter of this year alone. The company is projecting its earnings to be $43 billion in 2025. That's a growth of 11-13%, according to Variety, and about $5 million more than last year. The streaming platform now has 282 million users. This must mean lower prices for subscribers, right? Hello? Is this mic on? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71. Then on Wednesday, a whole lot cooler with a few sprinkles, a high of only 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.